The Uganda National Teachers Union expressed concern over the continued underfunding of public education in the country that has created a vacuum of profit private education providers, which is not affordable to many learners. Secretary General Uganda National Teachers Union Philbert Baguma says that currently Uganda allocates not more than 8% of the national budget to education, making it the third lowest in Africa in terms of allocation to education. Baguma says that many Ugandan learners are being denied access to quality education because their parents cannot afford the high costs charged by private institutions. Baguma wants government to increase their share of public spending in education in Uganda to at least 20%. This during a high-level engagement meeting under the Go Public Fund Education campaign supported by Education International.
You will realize that in both cases, either to the GDP ratio or the national budget, we are far from reality. 15 to 20% of the national budget, we are operating around 8%. That is half of the minimum. GDP ratio, we are around 2.3% instead of between 4 to 6%. So you realize there is serious underfunding in our case of Uganda.
Baguma also reveals that 535 teachers left the teaching profession in 2025 due to harsh working conditions and some died.
While the recruitment is being done, we are losing so many teachers. According to our records, last year alone, from 1st January to 31st December, we lost 535 members of UNATU. And of these 535, 412 are male teachers. So how many have we recruited as a country? If we have lost 535, then how many have gone for early retirement? Because of the situation that is in the schools, so many teachers have applied for early retirement.
Shadow Minister for Education Joseph Seungu is concerned that while Uganda's universal primary education and universal secondary education are officially free, many public schools charge fees for lunch, development, and exams to cover funding gaps.
Whoever wants to know what's happening in UPE schools, parents are paying fees. If you go to USE, I am paying fees for more than 150 children. I am paying fees for secondary school children. And every child who goes to P7 is supposed to be in the boarding section. That's what is happening in rural areas. Then in senior 4, we are paying over 500 per term for these students. Let us ask the divine mercy, divine intervention, come on us. We push government through the divine intervention. We push hard to cater for this.